Podcasting on JerusalemCast.com.
So we said, first of all, there's another negative commandment. What's the negative commandment number 10?
What?
The Torah tells us, and a minimum of two witnesses is needed to testify in court. If only one person comes to Beis Din, then we can't accept his testimony. And if the testimony would serve no constructive purpose, it's considered Lashon Hara. Imagine the guy comes to Beis Din. You come to Beis Din, say, this guy's one person, it's Lashon Hara. Beis Din says, we give you malchus for speaking Lashon Hara. Imagine, one guy comes to Beis Din. So we saw Reuven eating at McDonald's, eating tray. And they say, is there a second witness? They say, no. They say, okay, come here. And they start giving this guy malchus. They give him lashes. He says, you just did it. It's a deraisa of Lashon Hara. Imagine, this guy thought that he's going to come and nick the other guy. The other guy should get malchus for eating tray. Meanwhile, we give him lashes because he spoke Lashon Hara.
Even if he wants to Lashon Hara, he wants to McDonald's.
Because there is a deraisa that says, Lo yakum ed echad be'ish l'chol avon. A single witness shall not stand up against any man for any wrongdoing. So the Sfarim lists another prohibition, which we explain as follows. The pasuk says, Lo tiyeh acharei rabim l'ra'ot. Do not associate with the majority of evil. So how does this apply to Lashon Hara? Chavis Chaim says the following. When a person's life on this world ends, the average person will come to the heavenly court and justify all the Lashon Hara he spoke. With one simple claim, he was a victim of circumstance. He will say he had no real interest in Lashon Hara, but all around him the people were speaking. So really he had no choice, and society made him do it. What do you say, Rabbi Yaakov? It's a good excuse. Chavis Chaim warns us, but we still could do something about it. This is no defense. In fact, this claim is a further predicament. Because places that are conducive to speaking Lashon Hara are off limits to a God-fearing Jew. Like the Torah says, Lo tiyeh acharei rabim l'ra'ot, do not associate the majority for evil. Chavis Chaim teaches us a valuable lesson here, which applies to all aspects of life. People tend to gravitate to places which they define their own station in life. They choose where they live, where they pray, where their friends are, what's important to them. Occasionally, a person is truly a victim of circumstance. But on the most part, the place he makes for himself in this world bears his own unique signature. Chavis Chaim advises us to make it a good place. What? Pretty gracious. In this yeshiva, we're trying at least to make it a good place.
Oh, you can say that again.
It's a positive. Lo tiyeh acharei rabim l'ra'ot. In Shemais 23:2. Don't go after the majority for evil. Meaning, even though we go after the majority for the good, you go after the majority. Saying, don't say, oh, there's the majority's doing, I'm allowed to do it. It's a specific Torah, explicit pasuk of Torah says, just because the majority does something doesn't mean it's right. And don't associate the majority if it's for evil. If they're doing evil to the majority, then you don't go after the majority.
It's almost saying like the majority
could be. It says, do not associate the majority. Don't associate with the majority for evil. Right, I guess right. Tell me why. So don't associate with the majority for evil. Correct. Right.
Yeah, the majority is evil. And there's especially certain spots.
Now we're going to try to not find. Now, we'll just another Isser Deraisa, a person might transgress when speaking Lashon Hara, is the Isser of Isser Deraisa of Machlokas. The Torah says, Lo tiyeh k'korach v'anasa, do not be like Korach and assembly, which the Torah warns us to reject the ways of Korach, who stirred up a terrible rebellion against the leader Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Chavis Chaim teaches when someone speaks Lashon Hara or Ophilus and it generates a Machlokas, he's transgressing two negative commandments instead of one. In addition to Lashon Hara, also he's transgressing Lo yeh k'korach v'anasa.
Now, and then people started to talk about what they are, and
it's a deraisa. It's two, it's lashon hara, and it's a deraisa. Don't be like Korach. Don't make a fight against the Rebbe. It's two, it's a deraisa. Two. Another is a deraisa. It's also considered ona'at ra'im, which is verbal abuse. People tend to both face their own self-image on the way they believe they're perceived by others. When you tell someone repeatedly he's incompetent, you're actually reaching into his soul and imprinting the word incompetent on his self-image. That destructive process tells us, the Torah tells us, it's prohibited as sitting down to a lavish meal of lobster or shrimp.
What you're saying is extremely important if you're working in a school, even as a school secretary or as a janitor, because that can have a lasting effect on small children.
So another svarim comes in various forms. It's time to discuss the case of a person who reminds someone of their unpleasant past. It's not that there are any particular elements of a person that might be the most important. Also, the history, someone's bad history, they're not allowed to mention. Any comment which has caused embarrassment, or someone feeling hurt, or someone's feelings to be hurt, to be a family problem, a demeaning job, a less than respectful lifestyle, is all considered onat varim, and is prohibited by the verse of Lo Toru Isha Tamitoh. A man shall not hurt his fellow. If the speaker said these hurtful words to others in the subject, if the subject's presence, he also transgressed this commandment against the commandment against Lashon Hara. After all, what could be more damaging to a person's self-image than to have his own faults or weaknesses revealed to those who know him? It's another interesting. Hashem should help us. Hashem should help us not to get any Lashon Hara. Baruch Hashem. Now, we continue on Makos Zayin on the base. We're going to try to learn a small piece of Gemara before the Mishnah. Let's see this Gemara. Lema Kitanai. Let us say, Kitanai, it's like a Machlokes Tanai. What's like a Machlokes Tanai? So let's see Rashi. Rashi helps us. Rashi says, what's a Machlokes Tanai? This question, the Rabbi Avo, of Rabbi Avo. So Rashi already tells us right away what we're talking about. Means
the Rabbi says, hey, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Abayahu and Rabbi Abayahu. Right.
And
the question that Rabbi Abayahu and Rabbi Yochanan had was like,
was
the question of Rabbi Abayahu, what is the question of Rabbi Abayahu? Rabbi Abayahu asked on Rabbi Yochanan. The same question
regarding the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, or both parts
case,
of the Mishnah,
fine.
Of going up its goals and doesn't get goals. So he's saying there is a question there that is a Tanai question in the Mishnah itself. So therefore, these guys are Amoraim, and their question is they're battling the same battle that was proposed or that was
meaning what
discussed.
The question of Rabbi Avo, which was a deeper question based on our Mishnah, if it's going up or going down, in a scenario where he was going up the ladder and then the rung fell down, if that's going up or going down, that question is going to be a machlokas tanan. Good?
Right.
Rabbi Avo's question, if going up the ladder and the rung fell down, that going up or going down, that is really a machlokas tanan. That's what Agumar wants to say. And basically, a lot of them, when Agumar said limik tanai, it's really bothered by the fact that why I'm around like fighting this out, the Tanam already worked it out. It's a machlokes Tanam. It's like, oh, I'm saying my opinion, you're saying your opinion. It's an old machlokes. We don't need you to come now and have the same argument again. So usually the Gemara will get out of it. So lema ketanai. Let us say that this is a machlokes Tanam. If a person was going up a ladder, the nishmita shliva, mitakta, and the rung slipped from under him. That's our case. Is that Rav Moshe's case? You're going up a ladder, right? You're going up a ladder, and the rung slipped from under him. Tani chada. One price that says chayiv, that the person is chayiv seemingly to go to Gaul. The Tanya Ida. We have another other price that says
Pater.
So my life, isn't it? But how come if we get, and this is what they're arguing? The Mar Savar, the one master holds, one Tana holds, you read it. One master holds, it's considered, you read this because they're going down. Umar Savar, and one holds.
So this whole page has been arguing about up and down.
Oh, Aliyah. So Argmar wants to say that this price, though, two prices are arguing if it's considered going up or going down. One, you're going up a ladder, and you push the rung, and the rung fell down. So do you look at Aliyah, and you got no Gullus, or you read the. It seems to be, these are the two prices. Good? Mar says an interesting thing. Like, no. The Kuli Alma, everyone, both prices hold, the whole world hold, each price, the Aliyah, it's called Ali. Right? And right now, when you hit this Gemara, it shouldn't make any sense to you. What's the Gemara saying right now? Both of these prices hold, it's considered
going up.
Now, is that like what our Gemara said until now?
No.
Oh, so first of all, Tyson asked this question. That it doesn't fit. It's very nice. Gemara is like making these two prices that are both going up. But our whole Amud was saying it's going down. But we'll see the Gemara. But right away, it shouldn't make sense to you. So again, the Gemara is saying, you thought these two prices are arguing if it's going up or going down. No, both prices hold, it's going up. And therefore, it's going up. But like Asha, it's not a question. There's no contradiction between the two prices. One, Khan over here, the Nezikin. Khan Legolas, one, this price is referring to damages. Right? Regarding the halachas of damages, this price is referring to the halachas of damages. If someone damaged, is there any difference if you go up a ladder or down a ladder? I damage somebody on the bottom, someone's stuck. Is there any difference? No difference. There's no such a halacha. There's no special halacha. If you were on the way up, there's no such halacha by damaging. By damaging all across the board, I damage somebody, I have to pay. It doesn't make a difference if I was climbing up the ladder, or climbing down the ladder. I'm climbing up the ladder, and then the rung fell and smashed the guy's car to his window. The window to his car. Right? Does it make a difference if I'm going up or I'm going down? No, there's no such halacha in Ezekiel. This whole halacha of that going up as potter is only for galus. There's no such halacha anywhere else. It's only for galus. Right, if you smash a guy's window, man, if you're throwing it up or throwing it down, you take a ball and smash the guy's window. Doesn't matter if the ball is going up or going down, no difference. In Hilchos Nezikin, there's no difference. In damaging, there's no difference. The only difference is in Gullus. So let's see Rashi, Len Nezikin. Let's see Rashi, what does Rashi say? Len Nezikin, Rashi says, Chai. For in the case of Nezikin, you are Chai. If you did not kill the person, El or rather Hezekiah, you only damaged. I was going up the ladder, the rung fell down and damaged somebody. Hit the guy in the head, and just made him have an injury, an eye injury. And you're chayiv. Because Dilat Hezekiah, that by Hezekiah, Rashi says, Loi Shanilan, there's no difference to us being Shayyeg Lemezi, between an accident or if it was done on purpose. Then you read the La'aliyah, if it happened on an upward, or happen when we're going down, it makes no difference to us. Right? If you kill somebody, regarding killing other people, then we say you don't go to Gullus if it was a shogeg. Or you need two things. It needs to be a shogeg and going down. Right? For damaging, we don't care if it was by mistake, it was on purpose, you were going up, going in. We don't care. You're always chayiv. So when does this price say you're chayiv when the rung on the ladder killed this person? When it hit this person, it was when it damaged him. But when do we say you are potter? That is referring to a case where you actually killed him. So you don't go to Gullus. What's Rashi?
I'm sorry, you actually killed him and you were going up.
Then, since I was on my way up, even though the rung fell down, you're potter. So the Bryce says you're chayiv is referring to you only damaged the guy, you didn't kill him. So we don't care if you were on your way up. And the other Bryce says that you're chayiv, that says no Gullus is because you were on your way up. There's no Gullus. Because what Rashi is saying, because they're meaning we say in the sounds of Babakam, that Chafa Babes. The Pasuk, we're quoting the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Petza Tachas Patsa. a wound for a wound. If you give the guy a wound, then you have to pay for it. We say it doesn't mean literally if you poke the guy's eye out, we poke your eye out. It means you pay for it. L'chayiv, to be mechayiv someone ala shaygig kemezid, on someone who did something by accident, just as if he did it on purpose. Va'aynis, keratzen, if you were forced to do it, as if you wanted to do it. In damaging people, there's no leniency, right? By killing someone, we'd only say to God, it was a shaygig, and on the way down, right? By damaging, we don't care. You were going up, you were going down, it was by mistake, it was on purpose, we don't care. You always have to pay for that. We have two brises. The same scenario. You're going up the ladder, the rug falls down, and one bryce says you're chayiv, one bryce says you're potter. What's the difference? If we're referring to you only damage the guy, you didn't kill him. Chayiv. You have to pay for that.
If you're going up or down.
Right, we don't care. So even if you're going up. But if the case where you kill the guy, the wrong killed the guy, then you're potter, because we're saying now it's considered going up.
You're potter if you're going up, you're still potter if you're going down. If you killed him.
Yeah, for sure, if you're going down, you're chayiv.
And
the wrong cook, right. But we have to realize right now there's a contradiction to our whole Amud. Our whole Amud said until now, what our whole Amud said until now? If I'm going up the ladder, I push the rung down. It's going up or going down?
Going down.
Our whole Amud until now. You read the Tzarek Aliyah. You said, oh, here's Allah, what do I do? Oh, if I'm going up, but I push my rung down, then if I'm going up, push my rung, what do I say? The Mar said, oh, here's Allah. But how do you read the Tzarek Aliyah? To include that, or you read the Tzarek Aliyah, you're still chayiv even though I pushed the rung down. Right, and then that was his whole question. So
that's what Rabbi Yochanan's answer.
The Gemara seemed to hold like that.
But
we don't want to say something like this. So what are you saying? You're saying we have Tanoim arguing on Rabbi Yochanan? Say he's wrong. If you have a Tana against you, we're not going to go.
No, we don't have that. We have Rabbi Yochanan. What did you say? He said that the whole thing about this case of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi is the same as the Tanoim arguments, right?
That's a question, right?
So now, the whole
Amud,
we hold the
Rabbi Yochanan. But now we have a Brisa. This doesn't make sense. We have a Brisa now that says what? It says again, so you can't, if you're Amir, you can't go against that Brisa on time. Well, you think he was going on the side of one time? It doesn't sound like he was. It sounded like they were arguing their own argument. It didn't sound like they were basing themselves on any Tanoim. It sounded like they were arguing their own argument. That's what it sounds like. So it's come out now that it's coming out that it's not their own argument. I mean, it doesn't make sense. First of all, we're saying now that no one goes like Rabbi Yochanan. We're saying everyone holds, consider going up. Rabbi Yochanan, he just had a question. He didn't argue even. What happened?
Right.
Ravo asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's halacha? He told him it's considered going down.
Right.
What's Gemara saying now? Everyone holds, it's going up. That doesn't make sense. The Gemara, the whole Amud is saying that you're going up a ladder, push the rung down, it's considered going down. We're saying now that all the Tanaim hold not like that. That doesn't fit. I mean, we have a contradiction in Brises, so we're deciding that all the Amoraim hold not like that. Something doesn't fit. It doesn't make sense. You can't tell me all the Amoraim hold it's going up if the Tanaim, we have a clear Tanaim. Yes, we are, because two Brises, all the information we have, every Tanaim we have, all the Tanaim we have in stated,
right,
documented, say it's considered going up.
Right.
So the Rabbi Yochanan can't argue and say that it's considered going down. You can't do that. So that's an answer.
If it's going up,
it's the same scenario. He's going up the ladder and he pushed the rung down.
Yeah, but in relation to the result, he's telling the person damage. That's when it's cold going up and down.
So maybe Rabbi Yochanan is holding damages this whole time.
No, it's not. Right. He was. He told me to call us. He wasn't talking about damage. He told me to call us. He's clearly told me to call us the whole time.
He never gave an answer on. He never said Golas.
Of course, that's
the way of going.
He's coming, Golas. Not sure. We're going to Pazik. Pazik says that we read the Gemara earlier. I hishlach halav, and that was the guy's. That was our case. He's talking about. That's his question. That Golas. He was talking about Mesachas Machi. He's not talking about Nezikin. It's not about Bakami. He's talking about the Gemara. Now he asked him. What he asked him? Remember, after the other one, so it was a Vahar Gumai. He first of all says clearly Vahar Gumai. He killed him. The case of damage is you didn't kill him. You only damaged him. He said clearly, Hay Elvisulim. The thing fell down. You killed him.
Right.
So he wants to. Do you go to Golas or not? He was dealing with Golas. So now. So Taisus wants to say. So what does Taisus say? Taisus says that Taisus wants to say a chiddush. Taisus wants to say.
You guys asked the same question on Abad. Why is he coming to use the Mishnah to say that it comes to include the case of this case that everybody holds is going on? We don't ask the same question on God also.
Well, he didn't know the question. He was asking. He was asking what the halacha is. He didn't know Bryce. He was asking the other person. Maybe you know what the halacha is. No, but what he answered it. No, but Rebbe answered the wrong answer. Hirovo asked him, what's the halacha? So he told him, like he's asking him. So he told him, we already learned it's going down. I already have a Mishnah. Pasuk of Bryce is going down. He said, I already know it's going down. The problem is that the Lamaisa, we're telling you now that this Bryce is saying it's going up.
Right.
That doesn't fit. Our whole Amrit. First of all, also, the bigger problem is, we wrote a pasuk that said, forget a revolve for a minute. We wrote a pasuk that, oh, Hishal Chalav, that this case is considered going down. We wrote a pasuk before Bava. Right? We wrote a Bryce earlier that says that going down, oh, Hishal Chalav, it's considered going down. Right? We said, you're going up the ladder, you push the rung down, consider going down. Right? Now that we have a problem with two Bryces. So the Gemara decides to answer that everyone holds that it's considered going up. You can't do that. You can't decide on your own. We don't have such information. You're telling us the wrong thing. Basically, what Tyson wants to say is like this. He said this brisa is that if you have a ladder that's stationary and stable, right, like this case, not like the Gemara's next case, and you go up the ladder, you push the rung down, even the brisa of the Gemara earlier would agree it's considered going up. Since I was pushing up, right, the rung of the ladder was strong, it's considered going up. Even the earlier brisas would hold like this. And the earlier brisas that told us that it's considered going down, it's because they're in the next two cases. In the cases where, we're going to see in the Gemara soon, the rung of the ladder was loose. So since the rung of the ladder was loose, so when he was climbing the ladder, he actually was putting a lot of pressure, pushing it down. His action was actually pushing down. So that's, since he was doing a downward motion, that's why you're high. Even though most of your action was going up, and you were pushing down in order to go up, but since you also were pushing this piece down and was sinking in, like the Gemara is going to say soon, that's the only case where the Gemara's held earlier is considered a Yerida. That's the Taisa's answer.
So when they say Yerida, it's all going up, what do they mean?
Well, in a normal case,
it's
a regular run.
Loose or warm, uh-huh. It's not warm.
Right.
It's a solid ladder.
Yeah.
Good. So again, so what happened? We have two Bryces. One Bryce says, a guy's going up a ladder, and the rung falls down, you're chayiv. You're responsible. The next Bryce says, no, you're potter, you're off the hook. So we wanted to say, it seems to me, in our case, they're arguing, in our scenario, you're going up the ladder, you push the rung down, so are you chayiv, are you potter? The Mar says, no. What in the Bryce that says that you're chayiv? What was it? What was it talking about? You killed the guy, the rung killed the guy. It just hit the guy in the head, it gave him damage. So if you damage the guy, even though you were on your way up, you're chayiv. Because even though you're on your way up, right, there's no shalacha that you're off the hook because you were on the way up. You damage the guy, right? If you're climbing and you hit through, you throw a stone in the guy's car and you throw it up and it hits the guy's window. Is there a reason to let you off the hook? Because if you throw him upward? No. The only time we say you're chayiv, you potter for upward is by gums. And the brisa that says you're potter was because we're talking about the halacha of gums. Fine. That's the Gemara's first test. Let's see the third line of the Gemara. Ibais Ema. If you want, you could say a different test. Hava ha legalos. This and this are referring to gums. Meaning, both of these
prices
are referring to gallus. It's not talking about damage. They're both talking about gallus. But like Kasha, it's not a question that you're asking, that maybe they're arguing are machlaika, it's not a question. Had islia. Islia literally means like wormy. But here we say one was wormy, so it's like a warped piece of wood on the ladder. You have these wooden rung of ladder. It's like wormy, so it was warped. Had the islia, this one, it wasn't wormy. So what do we mean to say here? If that it was wormy, and therefore it was a very soft rung, so when you're going up, automatically you push down, it bends in, right? So if it bent in, and then it fell down and killed the guy, it comes out from my downward motion, that's what killed the guy. It's true, I was going up the ladder. When my foot was just pushing it down, it was like bending it down, then it just like pushed it all the way, it cracked, and went flying down on the guy's head. So that's why you're a chayiv, that's why it's called a yerida. That's why it's called going down. Hadalayasliya, if it was not, because A, it wasn't warped or anything. So even though I touched it a little bit, it fell down, but it didn't really fall because I was putting all that pressure on it. So it sounded like a little bit I put pressure on it. In the first case, I did an actual action of pushing down. my going on the ladder is saying is I've actually pushed it down, and then it fell down. So I've actually pushed it down, right? In the case where it wasn't wormy, I didn't really push it down. I was trying to climb up, and somehow it knocked it down from the pressure a little bit. That's the push down. That's a rash. That's a rash. I think it's a rash. You said in a second. That's a rash. When you that's a rash. What do you want to say? Maybe different shot rashi.
When you're pushing,
right,
in the soft thing, it pushes. You're in a downward motion. Pushes down.
Right, I push it.
When you're pushing on something hard, you are going up.
Right.
And it goes down.
Hold on. Perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Good. What are you saying, right, bro?
Your motion is up. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Obviously, I put a little bit of pressure to push it down.
Sure.
But
you went up.
Right.
You didn't go down.
Good.
When you climb a ladder, you use your hands.
That's what we're asking. So I'm climbing to the next rung. I've said it, but if I'm on the rung that I'm stepping on, it bends down. So it's like, you know.
The second you put your foot on it, if it continues in a downward motion, then it's on the way down.
Yeah,
if you put your foot on it and you start to go up, you change your momentum to change direction and go up, then you're in an upward motion.
Right.
If it goes down, it goes down.
Right. I know, let's say my hand didn't like.
It's based on your momentum.
Right.
It's based on you.
My action. My action was.
Where were you going? You were going on the way down in the soft thing, and therefore it's closing gullets. If you were going on the way up and it pushes this thing out, then it's not gullets.
Good.
Based on you personal action as opposed to the thing. It makes a difference because why the price that we had earlier with the axe, let's say, with the axe, you are in the direction of the thing. So it always follows
right,
you.
Right.
Here
difference.
It's something different. Here it's you're going the opposite direction as the thing.
Very good. So what are you saying back with that one?
So it doesn't matter if it's the foot or the hand pulling it down.
Yeah, even if it was, let's say with my hand pulling it down also. Let's say we react saying, let's say the scenario with my hand pulling it. It got, it was so shaky even when I tried to grab it, it already fell down. Right? That also would be that also if my hand pulled it down, even though I was trying to pull I was trying to pull up, still it's considered down. That's the second shot in the breast. And the next thing by saying also it seems to be like the same terrace. I mean it sounds like I told like Shushan, they say it sounds just a different scenario, but it's the same type of terrace, along the same lines. Ibai same one, if you want, you can say, Hava Hava the Lois Leah. Both price this and this, meaning this price and this price, the Lois Leah, where your friend, it was not like a wormy, it wasn't like a warped rung on the ladder. But like Kasha, it's not a question, right? It's not a question that it seems that it's right from one price to the next, and it seems like they're arguing if you have a partner in such a scenario. Because Hada Mehadik, one was mehadik means like it was like tight, like hadek. The mehadik is it was
glued,
tightly fitted.
It's glued.
I think firm.
Stuck.
Hadik is one. It's more like from like hadik, right? Firmly fitted. So it could be article. This is like hadik. It was more like it was tight. Hadul amir. See if it was firmly fitted. Hadek 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 hadek. It's like. Oh. Right, but there was ground not very well. Oh, there's one. Don't go.
The fit is so fine. Like there, fine.
I don't know what to say.
There's a hole in the ladder, and then there's the rung that goes inside. It has to be
tight.
No give.
Oh, so how the I don't know if it's the same thing like in diving exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, but the components
would be the katoris. Yeah, how the everything is grinded very well.
But it
helps you get better, right? Yeah, how the. So he was saying how the over here, it was tightly. So if it was tightly fitted, so again, this person was climbing up, right? See, he never fell down with it, right? He wasn't like pushing the rung down anyway, because the rung was tightly fitted. He was just in an upward motion. So there's no gullus. If the rung fell down and killed somebody, his action was he was just in an upward motion. But this case was, the loyma
hati. He steps on the thing that's tightly fitted. He only moves in upward motion. When he steps on the thing that's slightly, if it's slightly loose, as soon as he steps on it, that thing starts to, his foot pushes downward slightly in the thing, and therefore it's considered a downward motion. He just broke it down to another.
That's another example.
Another level. They broke it down even.
Right, you could say this. So you want to say that there is a little small difference between the two terutz. I mean, the Gemara's second answer was that in the case where it's like a warped piece of wood, you actually pushed it down, like you have this warped piece of wood. So when you step on it, you actually push it down a lot. Right? So there we understand why it's considered going down. Now the Gemara wants to say, like, maybe even a little, like a bigger chiddush. Let's say the root is a little loose. So I didn't actually, like, when I walked in it, you didn't see it, like, sinking in. When I stepped on that rung, it just went down a little bit. So even that's considered, I did something to go down. either they move it down and it fell on the guy, then you get gold. So again, so currently according to Tyson our sugyo, it's like this. I have a question. The guy was going up a ladder, right? And he pushed the rung down, and he was climbing the ladder. The rung fell down and killed somebody. Is that considered going up and there's no goals, or is that considered going down?
Depends on the ladder.
Depends on the rung. Why? If it was a strong rung, and I was just propelling up, I was doing everything up, so then it's considered I was doing everything up. So even if the ladder, the rung fell down, killed the guy, there's no goals. I was doing everything to go up. My whole act was going up.
Everything goes on the person.
On the person. But if the case is that, let's say the rung was loose, or the rung was warped, and so I actually pushed it down a little bit, and so even though I'm going up the ladder, my foot pushed it down, and then it fell a guy to kill the guy, then it's considered going down, and you'll get goals. So even though in this case I'm really trying to go up, and my main action is going up, right? And even though my pushing down that little bit was really in order to go up, so as you read the Latar, that's the Chiddush of our case. So you might think, even in this case, even though you're right, I pushed down a little bit, but this pushing down a little bit was just helping me. I was really doing an upward action, right? I was trying to climb up the ladder. But since, so you would say, even though my foot pushed down a little bit, that was, I was pushing down, but it was all for the purpose of me getting higher. So maybe that's considered to be going up. Comes our Gemara says, no, since it went down a little bit, even though you were trying to go up, since you pushed down a little bit, it's considered going down, and therefore there is galus. That's the maskana of our sugya. That's like the wrap-up of our sugya, according to Taisus, at least.
I don't know if you did it already, there's the last two Rashi's right now. I'm going to read the Rashi on the sugi. Let me get the Rashi on this sugi. Yes? Let's see inside the Rashi.
So that was really tight. Rashi doesn't say exactly this Pshat, but Taisus has a bunch of questions. He has, meaning, so he has to say this Pshat. Fine. Lema Katana. Let's see Rashi. Lema Katana. Let's say it's a Machalik Sana. What's a Machalik Sana? Says, Hach Ba'i, this question, the Rebbe Avohu, of Rebbe Avohu, right, of this scenario of when you're climbing up a ladder and the rung falls down and kills somebody, if you get galus or not. So Machalik Sana, because one Rashi said, the scenario you're chai, you have to go to galus. The other Rashi said, you're potter. Gemara said, no. One Rashi says, talking about Linazikin. What does Rashi say? By damaging. So Linazikin, when the rung damaged someone and did not kill them, chayiv, a person is chayiv. Im loy hargu, if it did not kill him, the person about him, Ela hizuku, rather it only damaged him, chayiv, you're chayiv. Why? The Linazikin, that by damages, loy shani lun, there's no difference, shani means difference, there's no difference lun to us, Bain Shayeg Lamed, between a case of by accident or on purpose, Bain Yurida, Lalia, whether between if it was you were going down, you were going up, there's always, you have to pay for the damage. Kada Amrina, like we said, Bibaba Kama, and the Mesach Bibaba Kama, Dafcha Baba Bain. Like we quoted Pasuk, Petza Tachas Patsa. Pasuk says, a wound for a wound. A wound under a wound. That L'chayev, to make a person Chayev, to make a person liable, Ala Shayeg, when he does Nezikin, when he does it by mistake, when he damages by mistake, Kimezit, just like he did it on purpose. But Einus, when a person, they were Einus, they were Kiratsin, like your Einus, they couldn't help it. Like if they did it on purpose, like they did it with Ratsin. Which means the Pasuk Gemara says, no matter what, every scenario damages, you don't get off the hook, there's no excuses. We don't care what the scenarios are, always high. Fine. Oh, fine, very good. So now, that was one answer. So one Bryce is talking about an Ezekiel, so therefore you are chayiv to pay. The other case where Bryce was talking about the rung fell down and killed somebody, so there it's considered you going up because the rung or the ladder was strong. Therefore you are potter. Or the Bryce says another text. Hada Isliyah, what does Rashi say? Chayiv, if the rung or the ladder was warm, you're chayiv. Why? Shekol shliva shisliyah. If the rung was wormy, so kishad darsin, when you step, when you Allah on it, nechfefes, nechfef means it bends. Nechfefes, it bends. Lamata down. The yirida, and therefore it is considered a yirida. The im lahisliyah, if it was not wormy, and if not like warp. Ain kan yirida, there's no yirida. You didn't do any downward motion. I was only going in an upward position. I was doing an upward motion. Therefore, there's no ghost. It's considered a aliyah. Then the Gemara offered another third. He said, no, it's not, they're not worms. So what's the difference? Ha de mehadik. He said, so what is, this is when the rung was tightly fitted. Im ha'isah ha'shlivi melay ha'nekev. If the rung filled the entire hole, which means it was tightly fitted, the rung of the ladder fit the hole around the sides of the ladder. Shehi t'chuvah, by which it was stuck in it. Fa'achuz, and it hold yafe yafe very well. Ein kan, there is not over here derech yirida. There is not over here any way of going down. Upatr, therefore you put it. But if loy mahadik, if it was not tightly fitted, so yirida yeshka, there is a yirida, there is somewhat a little bit of pushing down. B'chayv, and therefore chayv, therefore you're going to be, therefore you're going to be chayv. So that's what comes up at the end of our sugya. If I'm going up a ladder, and the rung was strong, so I was just climbing up, I was doing everything in an upward motion, then I'm going up. I did everything upwards, there's no gullus. Even if the rung fell down in a guy, I'm going up. But if it's a scenario that I'm trying to go up, and my purpose is to go up, but I'm pushing it down, so I'm pushing it down a little bit, and there's things sunk a little bit, right? The rung sunk a little bit because it was wormy, or because it was loose. And so while I'm trying to go up, it was a urethra, I pushed down in order to go up. There we say it's considered going down, and therefore a person would, yes, go to Gauls. That's the end of our sugi, which comes out. So Rav Avoh was good. So Rav Avoh said, me, Rav Avoh answered Rav Yechon, what's the halacha? He told him, halacha is, you're potter. And our Gemara earlier that said, he told him that you're chayim, it's going down. The Gemara earlier that said, right, on top of it, we said, the potter, oy hishnech alav, lahavi yirid, to include a case, yirid shiter chaliyah. All those cases we're saying you're going to Gaulus, according to Taisus, is referring specifically to a case like we're talking about now, that the rung sunk or the rung was loose. Because only then is it considered you going down. If the rung was strong, then it's considered you going up. That's at least according to Taisus.
If it's strong, it's like onus?
I said, no, it's not just the onus. We didn't see you do anything in down or motion. Not onus. You didn't do anything pushing it down. It's all considered you didn't do anything downward motion.
You don't get Gaulus.
No God.
No.
What's the question? Is it carved made of the carved onus? What's your question? You want to, if it's probably carved onus. If it was a strong ladder and the thing fell down and you did everything you can, it's probably okay. It was my flakes in the Gemara earlier. There was Shina, if I remember, there was Machlokes to Shina. But the way we understood more was as a carved onus. I mean, I can't help it. I'll go up a ladder. Everything was strong. Everything's fine. And it fell. What should I do? Not one. And have to be a weird case. The rung was perfectly fine and fell down and killed again. Probably. I think the Rambam learned a lot of the cases of Karav Lameizid. We said Machlokes Rishonim in a lot of these cases. We can assume it's a Karav Le on his fine step. Everybody has a good Shavuos. I wish you'd come back fresh. Chana, what's the story? What's the story with Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
There is, yes. Yes, very good Seder. Fine, so. Fine. Yeah, fine. Thursday, Beis Hashem, we're going to have regular Seder.